tons of garbage is piling up along the streets of Paris as sanitation workers strike for a ninth day, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The creeping squalor is the most visible sign of widespread anger over a bill to raise the French retirement age by 2 years. Tourist Nadia Turquet says the smell and sight definitely affected her visit for the worse, but she sees the reason behind the mess.
Of course, it is an unpleasant experience, less for us, for tourists and for the locals, but if it does the job, then why not?
Strikes in France have intermittently hobbled other sectors, including transport, energy and ports, but French President Emmanuel Macron remains undaunted. I'm Karen Chamas.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO, and its chief financial officer, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The lawsuit claims Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO Greg Becker, and its chief financial officer Daniel Beck did not disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. The lawsuit was filed by shareholders and seeks unspecified damages to be awarded to those who invested in SVB between June of 2021 and last Friday. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has shaken the technology industry and worried small businesses and individuals with deposits at the bank. I'm Mike Hempen.
The 2026 World Cup will have 104 matches instead of the traditional 64 games due to the expanded format, with 48 teams taking part. Global soccer governing body FIFA said on Tuesday ahead of its Congress in Kigali, Rwanda. The 2026 edition, which will be co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, will be the first edition of the quadrennial tournament where 48 teams are taking part. The final will be held on July 19, 2026. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.